So today's daf in Yerushalmi is daf chaf, but I think what we need to do is to do our brief review. And this time, because we've actually just started the third perek, let's actually review it inside, especially since we've had an intolerable long time between the learning of the Mishnah and the inyanim of the continuation. So let's start from the beginning. It's short and sweet. And we can do it inside without any kind of trouble.
It was a pun and matok, I got that.
So Yud Ches Amud Beis is where we got up to, is the beginning of the third parak. So Me'imatai Motzin Zvalim La'ashpatot, Mishi Pasku of the Avodah, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So this was our opening issue. The question is when it is that you would be allowed to bring out your compost heaps. Now, the issue of here, of course, is nogea, the question of whether you are preparing the land for planting during Shmias. And even though that's not a deraisa, it would certainly be included under the toldot. So the shiloh would be, is it just after other people have stopped working? Rav Yehuda says, no, it has to be Mishivash HaMatok. It has to be at the time that the fertilization would not be done because it doesn't do any good. It's too dry. So when things have dried up, again, either the Matok is a reference to the ground or to the puddles that are down at the bottom of the valleys, whatever it means. It's at the point where people don't fertilize anymore because it doesn't help. It doesn't penetrate. Rav Yossi says that you are actually allowed to go out when the surface of the ground becomes more, what would you call it, loopy, I guess, or yikasher, it's like a knot. So it looks like, I think David Solomon sent us some beautiful pictures to illustrate exactly what that would look like on the daf page. Now the question is, at the time that you're allowed to do this, how many of these actual compost heaps, how many are you allowed to put out, and how large can each one of them be? So the shear would be, per Beit Sa'ah, which is 2,500 square amos, 3 ashbatot, and each one of them would hold 10 mashpelot. So that 10 mashpelot, that would be in terms of the letech, as we said, and that gives us these big piles, and in that case, it's clear that these are heaps for actually, I would call a dung pile or a dung hill, and they are there for allowing the bacteria to destroy the zevel that you've put out there. So we're talking about an awful lot, 10 letech, because we said in the Gemara that each one of these was a letech, and that was hatkama. Each one has to be shel letech letech. Gosh, so we're talking about, therefore, we've got a 30 of these. That means we've got each one of them of 10 letechs. That's a lot. And that would be a reason why it wouldn't look like you're going to actually be spreading this around the field. It's such a large pile that it must be a compost heap. Me'ematai motzi'in. So, it says, Achlo Pasku of the Avodah. The Mishnah says, only after people have stopped working, would you be still allowed, not to put it out in your field, but would you be allowed to start making a compost heap that is ready to be taken out, like it's right at the entrance, it's right there at your chotzer? So, Silmi asked Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and he said, you're not allowed to. And Rabbi Chanina said, no. Actually, Rabbi Chiya allowed him. And that caused people to be very angry. And they claimed that the reason that Rabbi Chiya allowed this was the nos of Meiser. He takes Meiser from Silni. And therefore, he was a nogea beedus. And he shouldn't have paskin. Anyway, because of this, Rabbi Chiya decided he has to go to Chutz Laaretz in order that he wouldn't be taking Meiser anymore from him. Obviously, just for a while. But he was very upset that he had caused this kind of chashash on the Chachomim's psak. Now, so we're saying over here You've got to start only after people aren't doing this. Now, if that's the problem, so why is it a problem? It's not that you're really doing anything. You are simply taking out your garbage. I mean, you tell me you're not allowed to take out your garbage on Shvius. So the entire halacha is based on marisayin, right? I don't want people to think that what I'm doing is not taking out my garbage, but rather fertilizing my field. So then, I mean, what's the difference? It's always going to be usher. Why? Because the din of there being particular times when people will not fertilize is only true on a Beit HaBaal, because those fields dry up. They're natural rainfall fields. That's the Beit HaBaal. And then if that's the case, remember that the Baal of the Adama is the rain. And the rain is the fertilizer of the field, so to speak, the penetrator of the field, like the Gemara points out in Tainus. And like we find in general, we always view the raindrops to be the equivalent of sperm, like by the marble, where we say that for wasted sperm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasted his rain, so to speak. So that's why we call it a baal. But once it dries out, there'd be no point to fertilize. But how about if this guy maybe has got down in the valley somewhere, I don't know, maybe he's got a field that is a Beit HaShlachin, that he irrigates it. If you irrigate it, your field is irrigated year-round. If it's irrigated year-round, then you need to fertilize it year-round. So why don't we suspect someone of taking out fertilizer and then sneaking it out at night to bring it to his Beit HaShlachin, where he would be fertilizing? I mean, if the whole thing is based on Marit Ayin, why isn't that part of the Marit Ayin? Shlo yomrim l'toch sedei Beit HaShlachim shlo motzi. How do we know he's not taking it out? Because people know. Yodim b'nei yirom yesh lo Beit HaShlachim b'nei lo. I mean, they know if this guy has a Beit HaShlachim and if he would be taking it out to Beit HaShlachim. So there's no problem in just dealing with your stable. Om Reb Yossi, but this tells us a tremendous chiddush that had Amra lo choshu lo overin v'shovim mipnei maris ayin. People that just happen to be walking by are not the problem of maris ayin. Only people in your neighborhood that know what you're doing is the problem of maris ayin. Now, as we spoke about, that this does not seem to be true la'alocha. It seems to be a special din that they were make up in Ogei Shvius and the need to take out your garbage. Anyway, the next question that we had is during the time that we had the Shnei Prakim HaRishonim. So we had the additional periods. We had the additional periods of Pesach and Shavuos. Now it's true that Rav Gamliel of Beis Din were mavata that, but I just want to understand theoretically at the time that we were makbid all the way back from there. So what was it about this? Would you be allowed to take out during that period as long as you do it this way? Three per Beitzah, and you have this enormous amount in each one, right? So you have a total of 30 letter. So would that be mutter even then? Well, nashmina min hada. Take a look at this price and you'll see your answer. It says that you're allowed to sell fertilizer, and you can take and deliver the fertilizer, motzi'in zivalim, even with people who are doing iser, right? They're working their fields. Now, they may be working their fields. You could do this until Rosh Hashanah. And if you're talking about a guy who is going to be working his field, but he's not doing an Avera, you can even deliver that fertilizer during Shvius. The only thing you can't do is you can't run the dump truck. You can't dump the fertilizer directly on the ground. But you can deliver it in boxes or in containers and let the guy spread it himself. So the point over here is, it says that as long as you don't spread it, it's okay. But to bring it out, let's say, Motzina, that's what we're saying. We're saying you want to bring it out. So Ada Amra, that tells you the answer to your question. That if you do it that way, it's got to be mutter during the Shnei Prakim HaRishonim, because if you're going to tell us that it was usher then, so then how would you be allowed to do it over here? It should be usher milahotzi. What right would you have to deliver it? You're going to say, well, what's he putting it there? He's probably going to end up actually spreading it out. Okay, then we said, what's the shear? The shear is mishiyivash amatok, and that's referring to, again, pakua. We had different approaches. The most favorite approach was the pakua, means, like David Solomon sent us a picture, that the cracks in the land show up. And that's enough for it to be considered to be dried out. And Rav Maimonides said, well, what are we talking about? Where? We're talking about cracks down in the valley where it's much wetter because all the rain has gathered down in the valley. And there, if it's dry, even there, even though it's not dry deeply, it's dried on the surface, you're allowed to start taking out your zevah. Mishia kasher, and the Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's from the time that it starts looking like nuts. Mishia sek sharim sharim. Omer Rabbi Chanina, mikivan kasher bo kesher ha'elyon miyad hu yavesh. It's considered to be dry even if just the surface has this look of nuttiness in it. Atani Allah, krovim divrei yehu, that the difference between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi is very small, and basically it's almost the same amount, which means that obviously Rav Yossi couldn't have been referring to deep-seated sharim, because that would take months longer. It wouldn't be karav liot shava to Rav Yehuda, so he must also be talking about the matok, that which is on top. All right, so the Mishnah says you'd be allowed to have larger piles, but you can't have more than three in a Beit Sa'ah. And Reb Shimon says you can even have more than the three in the Beit Sa'ah. So then we had this question of how to understand what the Tanakhama said when he said you can't add more. So on Reb Yirmiyah, you know when the Tanakhama said you can't add more? That's if you are putting fewer of those wheelbarrows in each one of the actual compost heaps. You're being pochet min hamash pelot. So then it's saying that, so then you can't do more than three. In other words, you can't spread out the 30 total letex that you were allowed to have in total. You can't spread them out in more than three places. But you could have more piles, if in each one of them you would have the requisite 10 latex, right? No. Says, well, absolutely not. So what are you saying? That if it would be that the actual would be the way the Gra has it over here, shalash, not shtayim. Oh, shalash mutar? So you're saying you can't make more than three. You can't even make three. You said you're not allowed to make less than these 10 bushelfuls or letechfuls for each one of the piles. Now you're saying, well, no, it's only if you're going to spread it out over a broader area. You're claiming that you could make three? It said beferish that you can't do that in the Mishnah. I understand what you're saying. And Rabbi Yossi said, I mean, im pochet min hamash pelot, if you would be putting out less than 10 letechs, then even three would be aser. Hashalosh aser. It said that beferish in the Mishnah. That can't be. So certainly that's not the pshat. The meaning of the Mishnah is that Tanakhama says you cannot have more. It's talking about be'oseh, not the gears of the Gra, be'oseh min kishyur. That's talking about where each one does have 10. Even there it's usher. And that's clear from the Braita. Kehadi de Tane, the Braita says, Ein mosifim lo ala mashpelot the lo ala tashpatot divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to add anything. V'chachomim omrim, you can have more mashpelot in each one of the ashpot, but ein mosifim ala ashpatot, you're not allowed to have more than three per Beit Sa'ah. So according to Rabbi Meir, the maximum amount of zevel that you can have in a Beit Sa'ah is 30 letech, and according to the Chachamim, you can have actually more, but that's only in total. But you can't have it spread out in a way that makes it, that's our Tanakhama, you can't have it spread out in a way that makes it look that you're actually doing a broader kind of zibul. So let me show you what the meaning is. I mean, how are we using the words over here? So when we said that the Chachomim say you could be Mosif and Ala Mashpelot, so what is that talking about? How many actual compost heaps are that? Like it says, Lo Bikishiur, there are the number that you're allowed to have. In other words, you're certainly, he's not saying you can add, if you get less piles. He's not saying that. He's saying you have the three piles and you can add to each pile, right? Okay, so then that's what Rebbe meant. It's the same approach. We're not talking about adjusting one to fit the other. So then that's what Rebbe Meir meant. And when it talks about Ein Mosifin al Hashpatot, that's talking about even where you have the total number of 10. So therefore, they're saying the same thing as the Tana of the Mishnah. You cannot add to the number of actual piles that you have of your garbage hills over here, or your dung hills, if you want to translate Zevel literally, compost heaps. And therefore, it turns out that the Nafkamina is only in terms of how much you're going to have in each one, exactly like Rabbi Yossi had said. Okay, so now we get up to Halacha Beit, and this brings us to today's daf. Halacha Beit. Oseh Adam et Sadehu, Shalosh Shalosh Hashpatot l'Beitza'ah, and even Yoter Mikan. That's the correct Girsa. The people that put in Oser did it wrongly, and it seems clear that it's wrong. There's a number of different girsos over here. This is the girsa that's most mekubal. Just, you can make three hashpatot per beitza and more. Which, of course, is divrei Rabbi Shimon, because that's what Rabbi Shimon said before. You're allowed to add to the number of compost heaps, but you're not allowed to do less than the 10 per heap. The chachamim osrim. The Chachamim say there is a way to do it, but you can't just bring out more. What you would need to do is you would need to dig down three tefachim into the ground, and then you could put it there. Or you can build up three tefachim above the ground and then put it there. Why? Because you cannot be mistaken for being mezabel your sada if it's in a different location. Nobody goes ahead and plants where he's got that type of difference. You first will fill it in with dirt. And therefore, or you first will take a bulldozer and you'll make it even. If it's three tefachim high or three tefachim low, you're not going to be able to get your plow into it without a lot of trouble. And so because of that, it's clear that what you're doing is you're setting aside a special area, which is not part of the field, in order to be the garbage area. And it's entirely for the compost, and it is not for the purposes of being mezab. By the way, there's a big machlokas, even halacha lemaisa, whether this means that once you take out more than three, then you have to lower all of the things, or whether it just means the extra ones that you're taking out beyond the three, those would have to be clearly either lower or higher than the rest of the field. Now, so that means bepashtas, you can only have a total of 30. This was the way that Rabbi Meir was learning. But Osa Adam et Zivlo Otsar. Now, this is very obvious, and it's only repeated over here in order to introduce Rabbi Meir. Because obviously, we just learned that you can add as much as you want, according to the Tanakhama, you can add as much as you want to each one of these. You just can't add to the number. So, I mean, if you can add as much as you want, so then obviously you can add it to one pile. You can even add it to three piles. So what would be the chiddush? So the pashtus is these words of Osa Adam et Zivlo Otsar is Rebbe Meir. It's only being mentioned here to tell me that Rebbe Meir asers, which is what the girsa should be over here, Rebbe Meir oser, unless you're yamik shlosha or yagbia shlosha, even though you haven't been mosif on the idea of what he was matir in one. That's the chiddush. Though according to Rabbi Meir, there we have, if you're making dollars, why are you bringing out so much stuff? It must be you're planning on spreading it. So because of that, maybe the issue is some learn because it naturally spreads. If you keep piling it, so it gets wider and wider on the bottom. So because of that, you need to make an indication either by raising the surface area or by lowering it. Now, here's an interesting halacha, and it's not clear what it means. And we're going to say that it could actually mean two possible things. That is, hayalo davar mu'at, mosif alav holech. If you got a little bit of garbage out there in the field, you can continue to take out your garbage there in little bits, and you can then have the whole amount so that in the end, somebody passing by will see that you've got your standard 10 letechs. How long are you concentrating there? So that you've got your standard 10 letechs, even though for a while it looks a little fishy because you're like bringing it out gradually. But that's okay. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Oser, you can't take it out in little bits. Because then why won't people think that you're doing the fertilizing in between? Can't rely at its being okay at the end. And we'll see why that would be a problem. And what is he arguing about? But in any event, what you would need to do is achiyamiku. You'd either have to get in more deep digging down, or achiyagbia, as we said. Or there's an alternative. You could have sla'im there, and you put your compost heap on a part of land that is not able to be fertilized. So if you've got a part of the field that's solid rock, obviously you're not fertilizing solid rock. So that would be no problem. Now, this Mishnah repeated Rabbi Shimon's halacha. Why? Lomatanita tartin zimnin. Why in the world did we need to say or more, according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon already said or more. Omra birmia, because there's two different or mores. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon is talking about the case where you actually were pochet min hamashpelot. And this is the reason that we got confused when we were talking to Gemara before, which is an introduction to our Mishnah, about whether it's possible that you could have fewer mashpelot. Well, the truth is that for the first time, Rabbi Shimon is letting us know, not only is he mekel in that you're allowed to have more than three per beit sa'ah, he's also making that you're allowed to have less than 10, which we thought, oh, well, that he wasn't arguing on. Kamashman, over here, I'm making another kula. My other kula is Bram Taman in the first Mishnah. That was talking about Bozek Kishiur, like we had analyzed it, right? So we need to say over here, I'm repeating, or more, meaning you can even make more in a case where each one has less than 10 letechs. And in fact, it says this in a bright preferish, that's what Rabbi Shimon holds. The Tani came, al de Rabbi Shimon, who bilvach lo yifchot lashba mishalosh mashpelot. Now, the bright said, you definitely, al de Rabbi Shimon, cannot have less than three letechs per mashpelah. Well, I mean, so then that tells you that as long as it's more than three, it doesn't have to be 10. So then that means the Rabbi Shimon is telling us two different halachas lekula. A, you can be mosif on three per beit sa'ah, and B, you can actually have less than 10, but more than three in each one of your compost heaps. Fine. So that seems to be clear from the Braita. Now, when the Mishnah says Rabbi Meir Oser, and even to pile it up as an otsar, unless you dig down or you raise it. So when Rabbi Meir was saying this, he was talking about a case where you're putting out more than the shloshim letach. But if you only put out 30, I mean, it seems pretty clear that if b'shlosha mekomot mutara, Rabbi Meir was matter putting the 30 spread out over three places, and spread out over three places looks much more like fertilizing. So certainly, if b'shlosha mekomos mutter, then b'mokom echad lo kol shekein, for sure in one place it would be mutter. So therefore, what we must be talking about, Elibe de Rabbi Meir, is where you're adding to the 30. Since Rabbi Meir was only matir lechatchila 30, so he's saying, okay, but if you want to make it more than that, then you're going to have to dig down or build up. Now, we had that other halacha over here, which wasn't clear, which said that you're allowed to bring out a little bit at a time. I mean, this is very confusing because, I mean, first we said you've got to bring out a minimum of 10 letechs and otherwise it looks like you're fertilizing. So what does it mean when it says you're allowed to bring out a little at a time? Make up your mind. What did that mean? And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says, no, you can't do that. You'd have to make it lower by three tefachim or higher. But what is it talking about? Well, says the Gemara, two possibilities. Petar le train petrin. We have two possibilities about what this case is and why it's different than the initial case. The simple explanation is that if you had a little bit of a garbage pile in your sada before Shvias, So you've already established that this is a garbage pile, right? And then you keep adding to it. So nobody's going to think you're going out to fertilize. And besides that, if the issue also takes into consideration that when you start putting out these piles, the bottom line is that the area directly under the pile does become fertilized. There's no way to avoid that unless you're doing it on stones, like we were talking about, according to Rebbe Meir, or you made it lower or higher. But here it's saying you don't need to do it that way unless you're like a reposer in Yaakov. So why would it be mutter? Well, that part was already fertilized. So first of all, it doesn't look like Maris HaAyin because people know that this was here before, and any additional fertilization that's taking place, I mean, all you're doing is fertilizing your own compost heap, and that's ridiculous, obviously. So therefore, there's no real problem. That would be a simple way of understanding it. So that's our first approach. You already had it at the beginning of Shvius. It was there from before. So then you can add to it. And in that case, you would be not having any kind of problems, but, I mean, as long as Misha Pasco of the Avodah, whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you're not even allowed to do that. Why? My time in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we'll see later on, and in the end, we're not going to hold with this for a year, but we do see later on that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has a problem with the fact that you cannot always get fertilizer. You know, now you would think there's always plenty of you-know-what available. No, that's not true, because there is a big market. And because of that, what if you're unable to fill up the entire 10 letters? I mean, remember, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the long-term solution over here is only because you obviously have a real large compost heap. And that chazal were metaken, unless you're the Rabbi Shimon, has to have a minimum of 10 letters. What happens if you're never able to get that much garbage in it? So then that means that in the end, it really is going to now look like retroactively that you've been bringing out garbage in order to fertilize your field. So he's cheshesh that shema lo yimatze lazeva. Maybe you won't happen to find it. In which case, then if you don't have the 10, nimtze mezabel et oto makom. So essentially what you're doing is zebo. People will say, look, this guy basically was mezabel this area. He brought out a little bit of zebo, which is what everybody does to be mezabel. Or we could explain it another way. We could say it even a bigger cooler. We could say it like this. P'talo p'tarchurin. Another approach would be, b'sha'ayalo davar mu'at b'toch b'to erev shvias. It's not talking about that you had a compost heap at the beginning of shvias. It's talking about that you had a little bit of stuff in the house, right? Okay, you have to take out the garbage. So where are you going to take out the garbage? So you want to take out the garbage to your field. So now you do not have your 10 letters. Naftali, sweetie, please mute. So the 10... Naftali, are you okay? Sounded very bad. Help. All right. So what can you do? Well, according to this approach, look, you got garbage. You made the garbage and you got garbage. It doesn't. This part really doesn't matter that you had it before Shvius. Most of it's ridiculous. It doesn't matter. You had it before Shvius. You had the garbage today. That's not the point. The point is, can you take out a pile of garbage? One pile of garbage. Just take it out to your field because you need to take out garbage. And then once you do that, you can keep adding to it. Every time you need to take out garbage, put it in the same place. You put it in the same place, then it doesn't look like you're taking it out. Misha Pasku of the Avodah. As long as people are not generally in a stable, they're not doing a fertilizing now. Whereas here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you can't begin a new ashpa. And this is not the same as before when we're learning what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was saying. If you even had an ashpa, you can't even take it out. So we'll be this far over here. My time to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Same idea that we said before. But here, Shemalo Yimotzlo Ezevel, and here we got a bigger problem. Because in the other first approach, you were not really being mezabel this place because you had started the zebel before Shvius. And by adding to it on top of it, you're not going to make it more fertilized. You're just fertilizing your own fertilized pile. I mean, that makes no sense. But in this case, we have a real problem, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because there was no zevel at all. Now you're putting it there, when as soon as you put it there, so then it's not just the question of Maariv Zayin, but the point is that if you don't end up making this giant pile, which takes away the value of the fertilization, because you're obviously not going to be able to use it for anything, it's underneath a ton of junk, but then it would be a real problem, because you were mezavel to makom. Now, you know what? The truth is that this pshat actually makes a lot of sense. Because, I mean, the first way we said that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was nervous that he's going to end up being mezavel. I mean, what's he going to be mezavel? According to the first approach, it was his mezubah me'erev shviyas. If you were learning that it was already there before shviyas, so why would Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have said those words that he's being mezavel? He's not being mezavel. He should only have said that it's a problem of Maariv Zayin, but nothing else. So that can't be the reason that he answered it. So Rabbi Bab, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bon Barchia quote Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo that, the real reason, you're right, was only because of Maariv Zayin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was worried about Maariv Zayin. Because if you don't take out 10, then people think this, or if you don't make it lower or higher, obviously, or put it on a cella, but people looking at it are going to say that you are actually interested in being mezavel. So, I mean, yeah, I don't get it. You never really explained properly to me why the Rabbanan say that there's not a problem with Maariv Zayin. I mean, all along we've been worried about Maariv Zayin as the main issue here, and the person knows he's not taken out there to be mezavel, and now all of a sudden you're telling me, yeah, but as long as it's just a little bit, I mean, I understand. What, so for a short time we don't worry about Maariv Zayin? Like, what, how long is the time that we don't worry about Maariv Zayin? What are they arguing about? The Lesser Rabbanim Ipnei Maariv Zayin? I mean, the Rabbanim all along have been talking about the issue of Maariv Zayin. So how do they allow you to take out your garbage twice a week? You're going to be taking out, putting in your compost heap, and every time you walk out, until you have the 10 letachs there, it looks like you're on your way to be mezavel your field. Om Revini Dechutra, because since the way that you take out your garbage to a compost heap is you carry it out in a garbage sal and you walk out there with a rake in order to be able to smooth it over. You can't just dump it. You have to make it part of the pile. So every time you walk out, it's clear to everybody, where's this guy going? He is going to add to his compost heap. Why else is he carrying out a garbage sal and a magrefa? So salo magrefa mochichi alav shorotze hashpa. So they're not worried about that, as long as ultimately it's going to be seen as a big pile. And everybody's going to know there never was any intent for Zibel, and therefore there's no Maariv Zayin.
He would also wear dungarees.
Okay, funny, I gotcha. Maybe, you know, it's very possible. There may be a relationship between them. You should look it up. I mean, that's basically what dungarees are used for. Okay, everyone. It's been wonderful learning. I'm sorry it took a little bit longer, but we had to make up for the missed stuff. So, okay, tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, will continue the sugya on Daf Chaf Aleph, and I look forward to seeing you under wonderful circumstances of Yeshua's Hashem, Kerev Ayin, Yeshua's Hamecha, Vareches Nachalasech, or Aim Vinas Aim, Ad HaOlam. Kol Tov, everyone.